This is URN
Showtime Breakdown.
Hello.
Why is that how you're starting this?
Because that's what we're going to do today. This is the mood I'm in. It's been a long day.
Bit silly.
It's not silly. I'm greeting people. Hello, I'm Ella. That's Abby that you just heard.
Hello.
We are Showtime University Radio Nottingham's one and only musical theatre show.
Yay.
I need to just learn that bit, because that's how I start every week. And each week I'm thinking, we're fine.
We're the only ones, as far as we know.
The only ones. Yes. Oh, can you imagine if someone else...
Oh, we'd have to have some words.
We'd have like a West Side Story gang fight.
Yes. I kind of want someone to now create another one, just so that we could have like a lot of clicking.
I don't want that. This is my baby. Speaking of West Side Story, later on tonight, we will have music from West Side Story, because we've also got an interview with the Medics musical, who are putting on West Side Story this year. We've also got music from two debut albums, which is very exciting, that have been released.
We're so current. We're so on it.
Playing new music here in Showtime. If you want to get in touch with us at any point during the evening, you can send us a message via the online messaging service. I like how I now call it... When I started the show, it was the text thingy. Now, online messaging service.
You sound very BBC.
Thank you. I'm practising. That's at urn1350.net or through the app. You can also find us on Facebook, URN Showtime, or on Twitter, Showtime URN. And Abby will be live tweeting the entire show.
As I do every week. It makes no sense out of context, but it's almost better out of context. So if you ever want to go reread some tweets...
Genuinely, there's always a point of like, sort of... midnight on a Tuesday evening where I remember that I haven't read them yet, and I go and listen, go and read them, and they're brilliant.
It's crazy.
They're so funny. So definitely do that. You don't have to have Twitter or anything. You can just find Google URN Showtime or whatever, and it'll come up, and they're really good tweets.
Thank you.
Well done, Abby. Opening for us tonight, as you just heard, it was the fabulous Liza Minnelli with Cabaret from, believe it or not, Cabaret.
Whoa.
Who'd have thought it?
We love self-explanatory songs, and the most self-explanatory are the ones that are literally the name of the show in the show.
Oklahoma's the best, because within the song Oklahoma that comes from the musical Oklahoma, they spell out the words Oklahoma.
Just in case you haven't got it the first time. You know, just in case. If you wanted to write it down to know where you were. Okay.
L-A-H-O-M-A.
There you go.
Oklahoma. I won't say. The reason we started with Cabaret is because this week has seen the release of the first reviews of the UK tour version of Cabaret, which has started at the end, I want to say 30th of September.
Ooh, go for it.
Because it's got Louise Redknapp as Sally Bowles making her stage debut. Mm. And Will Young as the MC.
Yes.
Because he played it in the London Revival and got nominated for an Olivier Award for Best Actor in 2013. Didn't win it, unfortunately. But nominated. And then he's been brought back for the role.
Yeah, they'd be good.
I can't imagine him as it, but I'm sure he's great.
Well, he got nominated, so we'd hope you know, that they wouldn't be like, well, he's kind of rubbish, but it's Will Young. And we'd love Will Young. So just throw him in there.
Yeah, and although it's not coming to Nottingham, it will be in Leeds.
Hey!
Knew you'd do that. At the end of October, and also Salford from 7th of November. So Jake, if you fancy it, I know you're listening in
we
Salford.
We now have like four locations of which will be mentioned. Leeds, Salford, Nottingham and Lincoln. So if you're in any of those places, you're going to get a shout out.
And if you're not, let us know.
Yeah.
That's all you need to do. You're on 1350.net, the online messaging service.
Well, that was very BBC.
Oh. That isn't the only thing that happened this week. We've got some quite exciting news. I mean, it's not that exciting.
I'm going to give you a drum roll anyway. Oh.
We've got nominated for Best Specialist Music at the Student Radio Awards.
And this. So
I'm like, genuinely, I'm so stoked. People keep telling me, because, right, so URN as a station has picked up 15 nominations, which is amazing.
Yes.
And then one of those is for Showtime for Best Specialist Music. And people, genuinely, I'm like, I'm so stunned by this. Partly because, like, I'm really happy with this show, but it's just like a little musical theatre show on a Sunday evening I started because I was interested in musical theatre. Then we've got nominated, and people keep coming up and being like, are you happy? Like, congratulations, like, are you really happy? I'm like,
of course.
I'm like, of course I am, but I never thought it would happen because this is madness.
If you've ever listened to some of our shows, like the beginning, the entry is all edited by Ella. Ella does all the music. Ella does practically everything. I just tweet and I turn up on a Sunday and I am here
you
somehow.
You make this show what it is, Abby.
through no knowledge and just kind of winging it. So we're all very proud of you.
I'm just genuinely stunned. Particularly because I know a lot of like the other entries that went in from your event, and there were some really, really good ones. And I'm just amazed.
We are SRA nominated, people.
Yeah, so that basically means we're in the top six music shows in the country, which is ridiculous.
And of course you know it. Listening to this show every week, you know clearly we are top tier.
Genuine. I'm honoured. I'm like so proud of this little show, but at the same time I'm just like stunned. Anyway, the reason we mention this, partly because it's very exciting and I'm really happy about it, but also like I'm aware that not a lot of people are that into musicals.
Which is a crime.
It is. Or at least they don't think they're into musicals, or they don't really get what musicals are. And that's fine. But I want to take this chance to say, hey, we've got a nomination. Let's educate the masses. Or indeed, anyone listening to Your End Showtime. So basically, if you're not very familiar with musicals, this song is for you specially. It comes from the 2015 Broadway hit Something Rotten, which is a show that we go on about all the time. It follows two contemporaries of Shakespeare who are kind of sick of him being famous. And to compete with him, they decide to write the world's first ever musical. And as part of that, Nick Bottom, who's the main character, played by Brian Darcy James, goes to visit a descendant of Nostradamus. I mean, it's just an amazing plot already. And Nostradamus predicts the wild success of musicals in the future. And basically, it turns into perhaps the best 8 minutes of musical theatre that's ever happened, as he literally defines what a musical is.
So, if you're wondering, we're gonna show you.
Going through all that. We're not playing that. Anyway, so if you're listening to this show, welcome indeed. But you're thinking, you know, I don't really know what musical's about. Just take a listen to this absolute beauty from the original Broadway cast recording of Something Rotten. This is a musical.
What the hell are musicals?
It appears to be a play where the dialogue stops and the plot is conveyed through song.
What I love about that song, other than the fact that it's a brilliant song anyway and it does really well define musicals, it has so many references to other songs. There was a moment where like Abby was mid-conversation, I just go, hang on, Cats. One of the references, of course, is to Les Miserables. There's no talking. All of the dialogue is sung in a very dramatic fashion. I love that.
If you were looking for a reference.
It's brilliant. And Les Mis is one of my favourite musicals, and indeed one of the favourite musicals of our ex-head of speech, Nick Clay, who I was chatting to earlier in the week, and he, like, at the nominations party, and he was like, oh, really well done on Showtime, gonna listen, please play Les Mis. So I don't know if he is listening, but I don't really need an excuse to play Les Mis on this show, because it's brilliant and I love it. It's one of my favourite musicals of all time. And basically, I was sat, deliberating back and forth about what song we were going to play from Les Mis, because there are so many really good songs. And then Abby's dad kind of saved the day.
Yay!
Because we got a message from him saying, oh, are you going to play anything from Jason Manford?
We were like,
this week.
Why? Because we know that he's like has done musical theatre before, but we didn't realise that if there was anything new. We didn't know if he was going into a show or something.
But it turns out he's released his debut album.
Hey!
It's called A Different Stage, and it's basically his favourite musical theatre songs. There are some really good songs on there.
Including some Jekyll and Hyde.
Okay, right. So, pause everything. So I was listening to the album, because that's like so up my street, and it is genuinely like the perfect musical lovers soundtrack, because it's got Sunset Boulevard, Chess, Man of La Mancha, all sorts in it. And yes, it has This Is the Moment from Jekyll and Hyde. And I thought, well, you know, so we're into the third week of term. We haven't yet had a show where we haven't played Jekyll and Hyde. They said, let's just carry it on. We'll play This Is the Moment. And I listened to it. I don't like it.
Oh, no.
It's way too nice
for Jekyll and Hyde.
Like, I know that This Is the Moment, it comes just before Jekyll takes like the potion, for want of better words, that turns him into Hyde, and it's a very like, it's not necessarily dramatic, but it's very like, this is the moment where everything is going to change, like my entire life is culminating at this moment. And the way Jason Manford sings it, it's kind of like, hey, this is a moment.
It's
whereas,
happening
like, it's
now.
Just sort of this time of day. Oh, it's about like 6:30. It's like just this moment. The backing music is very light and just nice. They've changed some of the words and I don't like it because it doesn't rhyme as well. Oh, yeah, because it's like, this is the moment, this is the hour. And it's like, tomorrow will open like a flower. And you go, what?
No, that's too flowery.
You just ruined one of the best musicals ever. It's so brilliant. It's like gothic and dramatic. And you're comparing a day to a flower. Have you even seen this show? So we're not playing
other
that.
Other than that,
I sat like fuming at my laptop because I love that song. We play Anthony Warlow's version because his is by far the best ever.
Yeah.
Like even Michael Ball, I don't like his version. It's very difficult to do well. And unfortunately, I love Jason Manford. He's a really good singer. I don't think he's done it justice. I will say, very good version of Falling Slowly from Once.
Yes.
Which I do not like as a song.
No, if you've listened to the show before, you realise that Ella has very strong feelings on Falling Slowly.
It's just a bit of a non-song. It's very nice and pretty, and it doesn't go anywhere. And then Jason Manford has teamed up with folk singer Kate Rusby, who is just a beautiful, beautiful singer, and it's such a good version.
And Ella loves some folk.
Some of the notes that Jason Manford hits.
You're very impressed.
We'll be playing that at some point in the future.
Overall, we like Jason.
Jason is a brilliant singer. Yeah. There's part of me that's really upset he hasn't got Alfie Bow to sing The Impossible Dream with him, because that's kind of like how we all discovered he could sing when he had to stand in for Matt Lucas.
He was like,
singing The Impossible Dream. And he's like, oh yeah, this isn't going to be very good. And then he was amazing.
I know he's got an album out. Bless
him. So that's like on iTunes and Amazon and like all the places where you can buy albums. And it is really good. So if you like musical theatre, do go and listen to that because it's brilliant. Anyway, so Abby, as soon as we got this message in from her dad, went to research the album and I went, I bet Stars is on it. And she goes, yeah. And the first song is, oh yeah, it's Stars.
Yep.
So predicted it straight off. And I thought, brilliant. We can kill two birds with one stone. We can play brand new music from Jason Manford and give a shout out to Nick Clayton. So without further ado, this is Jason Manford with Stars. Earlier this week, I had the absolute pleasure of interviewing the cast and director from this year's Medics musical. This is where the fourth year medical students here at Nottingham basically put on a musical because they're not busy enough already being medical students. I don't know how they do this. Like, I would be there going, have some sleep. But no, they've gone for a musical instead. That last year they did Pirates Penzance, and this year they're doing West Side Story. And I'm genuinely really excited about this because it's such a good show.
Yeah.
And it's one of those classic musicals.
Yeah.
So we will be playing some music from West Side Story in just a bit. But for now, here is the interview that I conducted with the Medics musical.
Hi, I'm Duncan, and I am this year's director for the Medics musical.
Hi there, I'm Kat, and I am playing Maria in the musical.
Hi, I'm Will, and I'm playing Action in the musical.
And hello, I'm Alex, and I'm playing Tony in the musical.
So in case anyone is sitting here listening who've never heard of West Side Story, they've been living under a rock their entire life, they've never heard of the show. In a very brief nutshell, what's it about?
It's Romeo and Juliet, but set in the 50s. It's a love story and also a
buddy
and
story.
And a hate story. Yeah,
a lot of hate, a lot of love, a lot of social commentary about the time, and a lot of really difficult dancing.
So obviously, like, we're going to be playing some music to do with West Side Story on this show. Has anyone got any particular favourite songs that they really like? Either that you get to perform yourself or that you get to just sit back and watch someone else do?
I think Officer Kropke is everyone's favourite, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, they're all wonderful songs.
Do you love them, yeah?
No, they're all good. Tonight's a really good song because that's when everyone comes together.
Oh, yeah, and definitely.
There's like a big ending to it, and it's that. That looks really good and sounds really good when all the sort of voices are overlapping.
That's the big all singing, all dancing kind of musically number. I'd agree with Officer Kropke. It's a great fun song, but then some of the solo pieces are really good as well. Maria is a beautiful song. I really like A Boy Like That as well. Really nice song. You know, it's difficult to pick one specifically that is better than the rest. I think they all have merits.
Yeah, you've got the well-known favourites like Maria and Somewhere and I Feel Pretty, and then you've got ones that actually have really been growing on the cast, I think. So I quite like Cool, actually, as well.
Contentious.
I like Cool, and I like Officer Kropke. They're very different to a lot of the other songs. So yeah, there's quite a mix of music.
Huge thank you there to Duncan, Kat, Will and Alex for coming in to chat to me and enduring the madness.
Yep.
That is a conversation with me.
I have shared the link to Nottingham Arts Theatre on the Twitter, so if you go there, you can have an easy link and to the What's On page, and then scroll down until you get to West Side Story and buy your tickets.
Brilliant. We'll go through the information again in just a minute. Before that, we thought we'd play a bit of music for you from West Side Story. They mentioned this song kind of repeatedly in the interview, so I decided this is the one that we're going to play.
Yeah.
We'll be playing some more next week, but this is one that's like slightly less well known. So from the original Broadway cast recording of West Side Story back in 1957,
whoa,
long time ago, this is a very 50s song. You'll understand what I mean by that. This is G, Officer Krupke.
It is very 50s. 60 years ago.
Yeah,
which, my maths wasn't quick enough to get it before the show.
I started playing the song and Abby goes, 60 years. Wait, well done.
Nope. Worked that out a while ago.
But it's very, because we always talk about like 50 songs.
Mm.
Because of Seven Brides for Seven Brothers.
Yes.
And how Sobbing Women played. And I was like, it's very 50s. People encouraging kidnapping women. Like, no, that is a 50s musical, but it's not like set in the 50s or based on anything in the 50s, whereas that is very 50s.
Yeah.
It's New also, York.
Yeah, we've been having some fun with the accents.
Social wiker.
We will not
I
do
could get away in New York. Speaking of shows on in Nottingham, did you know, Abby, it's been exactly 1 year since we saw Million Dollar Quartet.
I saw it come up on Facebook and like my heart just went, oh, you had no idea.
Who
no
knew?
Idea it would be such a big part of my life now.
Who knew before 2:30, exactly 1 year ago. So we sat in the darkened theatre waiting for the show to start. That it would become such, yeah, like the overriding point of showtime.
Yeah. It's just like a huge thing, and we've followed so many journeys.
The boys of Million Dollar Quartet get a mention in our SRA entry.
Because they're that integral.
Along with Nathan Lane and various other people. It's amazing.
There we go.
Alfie Bo. But yeah, they're very special to us. And the reason I bring this up, other than the fact that we love Million Dollar Quartet so much, is that Robbie Durham, who we saw play Johnny Cash.
Johnny Cash. He gets so low with
it. So low in his voice. You'll hear it because we're going to play a song from his EP. He's so good at Johnny Cash. And then you hear him talk and he's got this like lovely Scottish voice.
Yeah.
And he goes, hello, I'm Johnny Cash.
And like, oh.
And like, oh, is that the shipping forecast all over again? But yeah, so he's released his EP. It's basically four Johnny Cash covers and then I think an original song. I haven't heard the song and I haven't been able to find it anywhere on the internet.
Ooh.
And I've done some extensive Googling.
Yeah. It's a good song as well.
It's really nice. And he sings
it in his
Scottish accent.
He does.
It's like, oh, Robbie. So yes, we are going to play Ring of Fire just because it's one of my favourite Johnny Cash songs.
Yeah.
And it's an absolute classic. And I'm sure you'll really like Robbie Durham's version. So without further ado, this is Ring of Fire. And on that note, we come to the end of tonight's show. As always, thank you so much for listening to this award-nominated madness.
Yep.
We've started a thing now where every time something goes wrong, Abby just goes,
S-R-A nominated.
So you may be hearing that quite a lot.
We may have to just make it a jingle because it would just be every single.
Every time something goes wrong, we say something stupid. If you want to get in touch with us at any point during the week, you can find us on Facebook at URN Showtime or on Twitter at Showtime URN. Send us your requests and shout outs and things like that. Now, I've saved my favourite song for last tonight. I'm absolutely in love with Jersey Boys, which is the jukebox musical based on Frankie Valli in the Four Seasons, and it features some of the best songs in music and musical theatre history, in my opinion. And it's about to start a UK tour. It starts in Birmingham in December. This one actually is coming to Nottingham.
Same.
It'll be at the Royal Concert Hall from the 9th to the 19th of May. And the cast have just been announced, which is why we're mentioning it tonight. And no one will go and see it with me. Like, at the moment, I think I'm dragging my mum kicking and screaming to come and see it. Because no one will come and see it. Abby doesn't even like the song that we're going to play, which is a real shame because it's my favourite song from the show.
I'm sorry. We can have differing opinions.
No, we can't, Abby. We're no longer friends.
Okay.
Anyway.
This is the last time Pierre Arbiel will be on the show.
SRA nominated.
It's going to go to my head.
Anyway, Jersey Boys, it's sure to be a great show, and we'll be covering it a bit in the coming months, because it will be coming to Nottingham, as I say, in May. And hopefully, like, people do enjoy this song more than Abby does. Join my side, it's better. We'll be back at the same time next week. But for now, this is my favourite song from Jersey Boys. This is Oh What a Night.
It's a season of firsts.
This is URN.
Showtime Breakdown.